Angie Austin and Mike Opelka. Better for you than a whole box of sugar-coated unicorns.
Mike Opelka for Angie Austin and Mike Opelka here on our little radio show all over the country. We are really fortunate to have a mogul with us. I get to call this guy a mogul because he's one of the people who founded a studio, a movie studio, and it's doing well. It's operating. It's putting out great pictures. I'm talking about Pure Flicks, if you didn't know what movie studio I'm talking about. He's also an actor, a writer, a guy who's into all aspects of the film industry. David A.R. White joins us today. David, welcome to the program.
Wow, thanks so much. That was a good introduction.
Well, did you know you're a mogul? Are you aware that you've reached mogul status?
Well, you know, I don't really think about that too much. I'm more thinking about my wife telling me to go take the trash out.
Isn't that amazing? It doesn't matter how far up the food chain we get in our various enterprises, it always comes down to somebody's got to take that trash out to the curb, and it's not going to be the wife, it's going to be the husband.
It's certainly not going to be the housekeeper either, because they just refuse.
David, before we get into the latest installment of the God's Not Dead series, I want to ask you a question. I let every celebrity, famous person, whomever we have on this program, debunk anything if you know of anything that's untrue in your Wikipedia bio. Is there anything on there we need to right now get rid of?
Wow, that's really good. You know, I have got to be honest, I haven't been to my Wikipedia. I don't know when the last time was, if I've ever read it, quite frankly.
Well, you're probably smart to stay away from it. But if there is something, we're happy to debunk it here.
Maybe you can just debunk all the people who write, you know, wonderful things that aren't so wonderful when they, you know, about our movies or about, I'm sure there's a lot of it about me too, you know. He's the guy who has a terrible personality.
You sound like a guy with a terrible personality, laughing, dealing with me. You know, it's all there. Well, let's talk about the movie coming out this weekend. As we've seen a spate of faith-based films doing very well in the past couple of weeks, the latest from God's Not Dead series is set to open this weekend. I think it's a perfect weekend to have a faith-based film opening. But this was obviously something that you guys thought about and timed and planned, correct?
Yeah, I mean, the God's Not Dead movies have always come out on Easter weekend. And we started on the first one in 2014. And so it seems like every other year they come out. And so, yeah, it's interesting because you kind of plant what your date is going to be, because you have to get it with the theaters early. And so we've kind of, for a year and a half, said, okay, I think this is going to be the date that this movie comes out. And it's interesting because, you know, I think anytime the Lord gives you something to do, you know, he says, great, go over here and do this. But, you know, sometimes it's not easy getting from that point A to point B of where he wants you to be. And I think God has a way of, he likes to stretch us, to put us in a waiting room, and ultimately to teach us that that we have to depend on him for everything that we do, including, you know, it's not just, we didn't want to just go make another movie, but we wanted to wait on the Lord to say, Lord, what is this movie supposed to be? You know, it comes out obviously on Good Friday and all things, but it needs to, you know, we wanted to honor him first and foremost. And so we're definitely excited that I think it is very timely for this Easter.
Well, it's obviously a good time to open a faith film on Good Friday. And to your point about direction from above and divine inspiration, is there a time in your life when you decided to listen more to the promptings and respond to them? Do you remember any specific pivot point in your life?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I remember back as far as when I was a kid, you know, on a tractor in the middle of a wheat field and in Kansas outside of Dodge City, and a little town called Mead, and I had this dream that God had put in my heart about go to Hollywood. I didn't quite understand what that was, and you know, my parents had always wanted me to go to Bible school first, and so I did that, and and for where my entire family had gone, graduated, and met their significant others. And in the process of it, I still had that prompting to come to Hollywood and to go into the entertainment industry. And so that was a fun conversation that I had with my parents to call them after 1 year of Bible school and say, "Hey, Dad, can I leave Bible school? And I feel like I'm supposed to go to Hollywood to be an actor and to get into the entertainment industry."
And what was
and basically,
the...
That was my response right there.
The silence?
Hello?
Well, you have to admit, David, and we're talking to David A.R. White. We'll eventually get to the movie God's Not Dead, the latest installment. But we're talking about the time in his life when David decided to leave Bible school to go to Hollywood. And you have to admit, if you're looking down the typical career path for people in Hollywood, it doesn't read step one, grow up in a Mennonite family. Step two, work on a farm in Kansas. Step three, go to Bible college. Step four, move to Hollywood. That's not exactly the first
step. Leave Bible school and then move to Hollywood.
It's unbelievable. But that just shows you that the promptings are not something that we can actually plan. You know, my grandfather always said, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. Now we know how you got there, and your story is a great story, the story of you and your family and your spouse and how you guys are making it, and now how PureFlix is a leader, I think it's safe to say, a leader in the industry, in the faith film industry. What is this film? What can you tell us without giving us too many spoilers about the latest in the God's Not Dead series?
Yeah, and I mean, why this film now? You know, it's we're certainly, the times that we're living in has been this kind of dark, social, political, divisive time here in our country. There's a lot of heartache going on. There's a lot of people yelling on both sides of the aisle. No one's listening in a lot of ways. And, you know, you kind of look at it in our government and how fast the things get done. You know, nobody can agree on anything. And in the midst of all that, well, how are we supposed to respond, you know, just as believers on a regular, on a day-to-day basis, you know? This film kind of talks about my church the church that my father built gets burned down. Someone dies in the process of it. The college that my father had also started, you know, of course, was turned over to the state. And now the state's saying, the college is saying, you know what, we no longer want this church on this campus. It's doing more harm than good. They're trying to make a case of saying, you know what, it's not needed. We instead need to build just, you know, a Shakey's Pizza or a student center. And so, of course, no movie would be complete without the pastor calling his brother for help, who just happens to be an atheist.
I love
and
it.
There you go.
I love it. And you will recognize the faces. You will recognize the names. John Corbett, that's correct. That's his name. He's your brother.
Yeah, John Corbett, of course, from Sex and the City and, you know, My Big Fat Greek Wedding and Northern Exposure. It was wonderful to work with, and, you know, playing my older brother, how in the world did two people, one's a pastor, one's an atheist, exist in a house, you know, what is that, and how do they work together to fight against this university? That's the crazy thing.
I love this story. This is a wonderful story, and let me tell the audience, it's not a sequel, so you don't have to say, I didn't see the first two to see the third in the series. This is a fresh, independent, new story in the God's Not Dead series. David, I hope this is a huge smash. I think we're on a faith roll, so I'm happy that we can. I can't wait to see it. I'm going out tonight to see it, as a matter of fact. So I'm glad I got a little insight from you.
Yeah, you know, and what's great, too, is we go back to the college campus. You know, Shane Harper from the first movie is back, and we follow this girl, who this college girl, who's questioning her faith, who's trying to figure out, is God even real right now, and because he doesn't seem real. And then she goes to the church, and in the process of it, she's like, you know, the church, we all know what they're against, but we don't really know what they're for. And you know, I think that there's a lot of what the God's Not Dead movies have done so well is that they've opened up these conversations that, you know, that are tough to have. Like, sometimes we don't even have these with our kids, or we don't have them with our friends, or you know, our non-believing friends or our atheist friends. Like, there's, you know, it's not, our goal was to show both sides in this film, not beat you over the head with something that we believe or we want to, you know, it's more a film about unity. It's a film about where is the common ground and how do you build on that? And, well, you know, in the middle of asking all these questions that are really tough to figure out.
We certainly need it at this point, David. And I wish you the best of success with this. And I hope you'll join us again next time or just anytime. Pick up the phone and call. You know, we'll talk.
My pleasure. And make it a good Friday and go see this movie this weekend, you know, because it sends a lot of messages to Hollywood that this is so important. The time is, you know, that these movies matter. And in the process of it, I don't think you'll be disappointed either. The pre-screenings, everybody's been saying that this is their favorite God's Not Dead movie ever. So,
well, that's great.
It's pretty amazing. I'd love to hear back from you guys. Let me know.
You will. You'll hear back. I guarantee it. Thank you, David. David A.R. White. Have a great Easter weekend. Thank you, sir.